Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com. Rich Thomas
Weather. Hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days, and you can stay on top of it with our weather app, so get it on your phone or tablet today. It'll be a warm day today, high around 76. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon and becoming more likely late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And tonight, some of the storms could be on the strong side, damaging wind gusts possible in a couple of the stronger cells. Low temperature tonight down to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms are a good bet at times. High tomorrow, 80. Saturday's high, low 80s. Sunday, more thunderstorms developing. A few of those could also be on the strong side. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty on multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online. RileyManningPainting.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks, it's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Song's hot. In case you were wondering, you know how some songs take you back in time? Right now in my mind, I'm sitting in the back of a GTO that Powell Branch, a friend of mine, his brother owned. It's 1981, and this song is turned up wide open so much that it's vibrating my body. Every time I hear the song, it takes me back to that exact moment in the back of that. Because I think it was the first time I had ever heard this song. But he had a great stereo system.
The Gap
the
Band.
The sound system.
Oh. The Gap Band.
Great song.
I like that little missile sound in the middle there. That song's nothing without that. That pew.
Yeah.
Without the missile sound, you might as well not have the song.
Yeah.
Agree.
Our number 272-9228. Beto O'Rourke. Beta.
Beta?
Paid his and his wife's company $110,000 in campaign funds.
Well,
this guy's great.
Nobody else could do it.
Stanton Street Technology Group was paid by Beta $58,544 during the 2011-2012 cycle, $39,000 during the 2013-2014 cycle, $9,200 during the 2015-2016 cycle, and $33,000 during the 2017-2018 cycle. This, according to FEC Records.
What does it do? Purportedly.
It's a small web development firm O'Rourke founded in 1998.
Oh. Were they married then?
I don't know.
Because you know the deal, right? That her dad owns like half the
Her dad's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I love that he's the man of the little guy. He talks about wealth inequality. At least Trump doesn't talk about wealth inequality.
No.
He just says, I want everybody to be rich like me. I wish everybody could.
That was one of the greatest things that, I mean, I first fell in love with Trump is they were trying to shame him about how rich he was. And they said, well, Mr. Trump, you're worth $12 billion. What do you know about the little people? He says, wrong. I'm worth $14 billion. Get it right. You know, I mean, he owns it.
Right.
And that was his message. He says, I want everybody to be like me and be successful. Get out there and make it.
Right. Amy O'Rourke sold her stake in the company March 31, 2017, according to Beta.
But does he still own part of it?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Who'd she sell it to?
Oh, that's all irrelevant.
Oh, the Saudis?
Stanton Street publicly announced the sale more than 2 months after the fact in a June 2017 blog post that listed CEO Brian Wancho as Amy O'Rourke's buyer.
Oh.
Brian Wancho. What kind of name is that? Wancho. Where's that come from?
Wancho Deluxo?
Sounds like a dish.
Welcome to the Wancho.
Mo's.
I know, right?
Give me the Wancho burrito.
It's like right. It's like ranch wings. Wancho.
Wancho.
Amy will continue to be involved with the company during the transition.
Right, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Beta.
Because I'm sure she was really involved from the beginning.
My guess is the company has something to do with standing on tables, awkwardly, looking around the room.
They're researching Tourette's syndrome?
Stanton Street declined to make Wancho available for an interview.
Oh, okay.
That's legit.
Yeah. I'm going to guess that Wancho doesn't actually exist.
Anyway, here's my problem with this story. I don't have if it's a story, it's a story. I just don't think a billionaire needs to
pad his stats with
$100,000 in payments.
Well, you know.
You know, this isn't like Hubbard, you know, circa 2014 or 2010 when he was, you know, directing $1 million into his own company.
Well, you know.
Former Alabama Supreme Court Justice tapped as the new Senior Services Commissioner.
Who that?
Jean Brown. I like Jean Brown.
Don't know.
She's dynamite. She was at the Secretary of State's office for a long time after she left the court.
Oh, okay.
She's smart. A smart little whippersnapper. I am humbled Governor Ivey has appointed me to lead this department, and I will strive to bring awareness to the many. Who was the head of that? Was it Neil?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
He was from. He was a rep from Coleman.
Yeah, Neil. Oh gosh, I'm thinking Neil Young.
God, I can picture
Neil Smith.
No, it wasn't Neil Smith. Yeah.
Joe Biden's old butt buddy.
Stand up, Chuck. Oh, God, love you.
Anyway,
now this Neil thing's gonna bother me. Anyway, Jean Brown was an assistant attorney general for nearly 2 decades, judge on the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals, later served as the first Republican woman on the Supreme Court of Alabama.
Wow.
She lost her seat to now Chief Justice Tom Parker, who had defeated her in the Republican primary during an election largely focused on Justice Roy Moore's decision to place a Ten Commandments monument in the state judicial building. She's a good person. Todd Cotton is the current commissioner.
Oh.
I don't know who Todd is.
Never heard of him.
I wonder if he's related to Tom Cotton.
I'm going to doubt it.
I don't know. Neil, what was that guy? Not Neil Brown.
Armstrong.
No, not Neil Armstrong. He's the guy they faked on the moon. This is a terrifying story. This is one of the hardest stories I've had to read in a long time. And I encourage everyone to read it cover to cover.
Oh, great.
It's on AL.com. It's by Jeremy Gray.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Here's the headline.
Y'all, jail is frightening.
It doesn't have to be this way, though. Torture, rape, murder. Shocking details from the federal investigation into Alabama's prison crisis. I'm just going to read a couple of lines. I cannot read this whole thing because it's too disturbing. But I'm going to read a couple of lines, and I want you to put yourself in the shoes of this family. Because when you talk about prisons being inhumane, people say, well, you shouldn't have committed the crime. Right? Isn't that what they say? You can't do the time, don't do the crime. LL Cool J wrote a song about it. Can't, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Crime Stories. It was a great song.
Everything LL did was
off his
great.
Walk Like a Panther album. Sexually assaulted.
Not to be confused with Walk Like an Egyptian.
Sexually assaulted Alabama prison inmates fear reporting abuse, knowing they will be punished for what prison officials say is deliberately creating a safety hazard. Family members of inmates are extorted by other inmates who threaten their imprisoned loved ones unless the families pay a prisoner's drug debt. Understaffed prisons are overflowing with inmates who are armed with makeshift weapons and will kill officers over food and fellow inmates for any number of reasons. Inmates are drugged, raped, and tortured for days at a time, sometimes in retaliation for reporting sexual abuse. These are the findings of a federal investigation of Alabama's prisons, released Tuesday by the U.S. Department of Justice. Here are some of the most disturbing findings. I caution you, if you have children in the car, maybe now's a good time to turn it off.
Jeez.
An inmate texted a woman saying he would rape her son, also an inmate, and chop him into pieces unless she paid him $800 to pay a drug debt. The mother begged for time to get the money. When she couldn't get the money, he wrote, I tried to work with you and him. Mom, you did this to him.
Good God, man.
There are pictures of that text exchange in this story.
Ugh.
Oh, I'll just go ahead and read you the whole thing. I think people need to know what's going on in the prisons.
I do, too.
So this is coarse, but I'm going to read it.
If you don't know someone who has actually been in the penitentiary, I ain't talking about the jail. I ain't talking about the county lockup. But the penitentiary, I had a boy that worked for me that had been in the big house, and he told me stories to the point like what you're reading. I would have to tell him, Tim, please just stop. I can't listen anymore.
Here's what the last message she got to her. This is the mother about her son. I tried to work with you and him. He got my and smoked it up. Now he's going to get in his mom. You did this to him. After a Kilby inmate died in 2018, officials classified his death as natural causes. Although he was stabbed in the back of the head, back, and arm, and suffered a fractured skull.
Well, naturally, he died from that, Baron.
Naturally. Natch.
Natch.
There are numerous instances where ADOC incident reports classified deaths as natural causes, when in actuality, the deaths were likely caused by prisoner-on-prisoner violence. ADOC, Department of Corrections, also acknowledged it does not maintain a centralized repository for all autopsies that have been performed. And even apart from maintaining autopsies and tracking deaths, ADOC has no other mechanism in place to identify patterns and causes of death. Murder as well as rape and torture are very real threats for Alabama's prison inmates, investigators found. The assaults are often caused by inmates with deadly handmade weapons. This is the last part I'm going to read you, and then I'll take your phone calls at 272-9228. Prisoners at Bibb said everyone has knives, and prisoners need a weapon to stay alive. One prisoner stated that, quote, Bibb is a place where you have to fight the day you arrive or you'll be a bitch, so you get a knife. Another recounted being warned by officers when he arrived at Bibb that he would need a knife for protection. At facilities we visited, shift commanders estimated that anywhere from 50 to 75% of prisoners were armed with some sort of weapon.
Damn.
Inmates high on drugs often attack fellow inmates. Sometimes inmates are raped after agreeing to take drugs and unexpectedly losing consciousness. This is 7 pages of this. I've only read about a page.
That's just disgusting.
This is one of the most terrifying stories I've ever read. People do not check their humanity at a door when they go to a prison or make a mistake in life. Even if they kill someone, even if they rape someone, they're human beings. And nobody should be subjected to this. There's no way you can read this and think, this is what we need to do to people who are going to get out one day. This will help them. I mean, there's just no way you come out of that situation a better person.
Well, my boy never recovered. He never did.
We'll be back. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited, you and her anatomy.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Mr. Sandman.
Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Welcome back in. 21 minutes after 11. My man over at Cole Plumbing, James Cole, they do such good work over there, guys. Get in touch with them for your plumbing needs. I mean, whether you just need to clean up a little issue, you know, you got some toilet backing up or running or whatever it is, or if you need absolute 100% refurbishing of all, this actually is an extra story, so I printed this one off twice in case I lost it, because it's the one I definitely want to talk about during 11.
Hey, but what about this? What if you need a tankless water heater?
Cold plumbing.
No, they do that.
They do those? They do tankless water heaters. He loves doing tankless water heaters. Retrofitting or on new builds. They love it. They love tankless water heaters.
Boy, those things are wonderful.
They run forever. They don't go out.
You need one at your house if you don't have one.
We will, especially as the kids get older.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get James.
Yeah,
out there.
When them boys turn 13 and start taking those 30-minute long showers, you run out some hot water. I mean, they get dirty,
especially when they share a room with three other boys. Our number 272. Make me think about stuff like that.
Why y'all nasty?
Nasty and realistic.
At least they're not into horses.
Eddie, why are you so nasty?
Cole Plumbing, call him, 279-8919, 279-8919, coleplumbing.com. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Call on Cole.
That's what I do.
John, I'm told you have information about the prisons.
Yeah, I've done some time.
Okay.
And I was there
firsthand. What years were you there?
I was there from 2015 until 2016.
You were only there 1 year?
No, I was there back 98 to 2002. I've actually been three times.
Oh, hey John, can I have a heart to heart with your brother?
Yeah, I had to change it.
Whatever the hell you're doing, stop it.
I did.
Okay. I'm glad we've gotten squared away. All right, tell me your story.
You caught my attention when you were talking about the extortion on the text message. There's a real thin line on that, because I was in there and I've witnessed it firsthand and I've seen it. And a lot of times what I would see would make me sick is you would have these text messages going out and they would be writing the families and telling them, you know, hey, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And the whole time it's the child doing it.
I'll say it's the dude doing it. It's a setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually lying like he's somebody else. And then, you know, they'll send pictures and they'll stage it. You know, because you know, they have smartphones in prison now, so they're, you know, they'll stage it and they'll make it look good. Now, as and what I'm about to say is not a racist statement, and I don't want it to come out that way.
All right, John, I'm going to warn you something here. It's probably going to sound very racist.
Yeah, and but it's true.
You have to preface it.
Well, okay. Just because it's true doesn't mean it's not racist. But go ahead.
A lot of times, when a young white guy goes to prison in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you see on TV. There is no Aryans or no anything like that for them to click up with or anything like that. Alabama prisons are not like that. When a young white guy goes to prison, they're pretty much got to prove their self for their self, because nobody's going to stand up with them. It's not about who you are, where you're from, or anything like that. You have these young white guys that'll go to prison. And they get turned out, what they call turned out, where they're made somebody's boy. Because if the white guys stick together in the prison and say, hey, we're not going to do this, they're racist. And they'll say they're racist. But you can have the white guy that defends himself and he takes up for himself and he gets beat up by 10 other black guys. Well, they weren't racist for that. You know, they weren't racist, but if you've got the white guys and the shoes on the other foot and they're just trying to protect their own, well, the first thing they do is ship them away from each other and put them all in segregation to separate them and say, hey, they were racist. It was all race incited, all because the guy was trying to protect himself.
Mm.
And prison, from the first time I went to prison and started doing time till the last stint that I did, it changed drastically. Used to, you could go to prison and you didn't have to worry about things like that 15, 20 years ago. I mean, you had guys that were doing it, but they were doing it willingly. Nobody was turning them out. They were doing it willingly because they wanted money and they wanted drugs. Now when you go, the guards, they don't care because they're only worried about getting out of there alive. You might have one guard in a dorm with 300 inmates. You know, one in the cube, you've got one in the cube and, you know, the one that's supposed to be in the dorm, he's not in the dorm. He's in the hallway. He don't want to be in there. So whatever's going on, they're not going to find out anything's happened to anybody until they do a count and find him dead on the bed every 2 or 3 hours when they do their count.
Hmm.
You know, there's no type of structure in it whatsoever. Now, as far as the drug thing goes, a lot of the guys that get in those situations, I've seen more drugs being shuffled around in the dorms in the prison system and cell phones than I actually have out here. As far as going house to house getting what you need,
How do they get it in?
The guards bring it in for them. I mean, there's a thing called PayPal now. They're paying them to bring it in. I put it out there, brother. I hate the way the prison system ran. I don't care. My name is John Hines. I don't care who knows I'm telling it how it is. But you've got caught because I hate it. I hate the way the people are being done in there.
Hey, what did you do that you went three times? Do you care to say what your crimes were?
The first two times were my fault. I had a real bad drug habit years ago. And
They don't send you to prison for a drug habit.
So. No, I just broke some laws getting them.
Okay, there you go. All right.
And, you know, the last time I went, and this is the honest God statement, you know, was for something I had absolutely nothing to do with. But because I had priors, and they said, hey, we can tie him to it because, you know, his record says he done this. I didn't stand a chance.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the God's honest truth. And it was for breaking in a house down in Houston County that I had absolutely nothing to do with. Somebody used my car. My cousin used my car, and I got blamed for it. Well, it was my girlfriend's car. I take that back. It was my girlfriend's car.
Mm.
He used her car to break into a house. Well, guess
who took the call? Are you still on probation or parole or anything?
No, I'm done with all that. I finished it all. I did good behavior. I mean, you know, I hadn't touched drugs in 15, 20 years. Anything.
We're good.
Good.
You know, and it's like, and I learned my lesson the first two times, but that last time when I went, I mean, that was a real wake up.
Where were you?
I've been to Ventris, St. Clair. I've been to Draper. I've been to Bibb. I've been to pretty much. You'll get shuffled around from prison.
But was the AL.com story accurate? I mean, like
it is.
Are 50-75% of prisoners armed with some sort of weapon?
It's not. It's not just Bibb. It's everywhere.
I visited Elmore back in 2015, 16, somewhere in there. 2015. It would have been summer of July 2015. Were you at Draper at the time?
No, back then I was at Ventures. When I was at Elmore was actually a honor camp then, what they called a honor camp.
Right.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It was a honor camp, and I was there, but that was years and years ago, and it was actually not a great place to be when, you know, you were doing your time, getting ready to get out, and, you know, proving that, hey, I'm trying to be somebody. Now, they've turned it into like a maximum security, way overcrowded place where there's probably just as many stabbings going on there as it is at Bibb County.
Mm.
And it's horrible, man. And this is the thing. The guards turn their head because they don't want to get hurt or they're being paid. They're scared.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, man, I appreciate you calling with your experience.
Yeah, for real.
It's
great, great insight. It's always nice when you can put flesh and bones and real life experience on one of these stories. But I'll tell you what, I don't know if you even want to read the story. It may be PTSD inducing, but the AL.com story, the headline... torture, rape, murder, shocking details from the federal investigation.
They have a program to help you to, they don't even have a program to help you to adjust to get ready to get out. They give you a $10 check, let you go, and they say, we'll see you again.
Yeah, then they will.
Right.
And most of the time they do.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate your call.
Yeah,
this is
call.
Fantastic. Check out the story at AL.com. And, gosh, it just is terrifying. Terrifying, terrifying reality out there. 31 minutes after 11 o'clock. My man Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, if you want to get in touch with him, 284-9292. This guy, Tom Latham, holy mackerel, he knows concrete. He knows concrete inside and out.
Does he know concrete?
He's a big concrete guy. Loves concrete.
Heck, I thought he invented concrete. He knows it so well.
He did not invent concrete, but he invented a business called Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. When you go to 284-9292 on your phone and you call them, you're going to talk to a guy who knows everything there is to know. Decorative stamps, small jobs, big jobs, foundations, piers. I mean, he even will clear your whole lot and build a little home site for you. Get the foundation all poured, the clay packed out, everything you need. Not this clay, but...
Yeah, he doesn't pack me down.
So give Tom Latham a call, 284-9292, 284-9292, or check him out online, pennyearn.co, or check out that Facebook page, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies.
What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All on.
Voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean.
An evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
She's no lady, she's no wife.
The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, Lyle Lovett.
Here I am. Yes, it's me.
Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Gain practical experience with emerging technology and equipment not found in the civilian world. The Army National Guard can get you started in an array of STEM-related career fields such as information technology, communication systems, special forces engineers, technical engineering, air traffic control, and chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear science. Get a head start on your career in an exciting new field while earning money to pay for college, all while serving in your own community. Log on to NationalGuard.com or talk to a recruiter in your area to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities available to you in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Get ready for some weather changes. Breezy today. A warm day. High around 76. Scattered showers and thunderstorms moving in this afternoon and increasing towards evening and tonight becoming a little bit more concentrated. Overnight low temperature down to about 62. Tomorrow, high temperature around 81. Scattered showers and thunderstorms at times, perhaps thinning out by Friday evening. But then Saturday and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. Looks like low 80s on Saturday, maybe closer to mid-80s on Sunday. Could be some stronger storms by late Sunday into Sunday evening and more storms Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
You know, I'll always be right.
guys. Welcome back in. It's 36 minutes after 11 o'clock. Oh, Pearl singing her magic. She's fantastic.
Bananas.
Greatest cover artist of all time.
Better than the Birds?
Yes. I said all time, Dave. What part of all time don't you get? Her whole, like, every album was a cover album. Yeah. But nobody knows the originals.
Like the Birds.
Our number 2729228. Speaking of birds, go to Heirloom Jewelers.
When I think birds, I think jewelry.
Go to Heirloom Jewelers. Troop Booth over there is a true diamond in the rough. He really is. This guy, I didn't realize that you could run a business this way. But he says, listen, I don't intend to sell somebody one piece of jewelry. I want to sell them a piece of jewelry every few years for the rest of their life. And the only way to do that is to treat them with respect and dignity, give them more than they ask for at a cost below what they can believe. When they come in and sell their jewelry, you know, the guy down the road may offer them $500. I'll give them $750, you know, because that's – I don't need to – more than one way to skin a cat, right? You can do business this way. There's you can truly do business this way, and he's making it work at Heirloom Jewelers. This business has been in business since 1977. His grandmother actually started it over 40 years ago, 42 years ago now.
Well, you got to remind us that's over 40 years ago, Baron.
Must be your birth year, Dave.
God.
I'm getting old fast, aren't you? You don't have much gray in your beard, though. I've got more
it's like
than you
old
do.
Gray.
Nor do I.
Right, exactly.
Go buy Heirloom Jewelers, though. Take him some jewelry. Have him price it out for you. You'll be stunned what you can walk away with in form of a check. Or go in there and look for jewelry, and you'll be stunned what you can get. You'll be stunned what you can get for the amount of money.
Stunned.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Bud.
Okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, Bud?
I'm doing good, just getting stormed on in Daphne, but that's life.
What are you getting stormed on in Daphne? That's a long way away.
It is it's pouring down here.
Yeah.
Your last caller, that was so informative. Wow.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It really was, yeah. You know. A couple of years ago when I ran for Montgomery City Council, I walked the entire district and knocked on every door. And there was a retired Department of Correctional officer, about 200 yards away from the East Montgomery YMCA. He had been there for 40 years. And he told me that in Alabama's past, and we were talking about Department of Corrections and stuff like that, and he said the federal government took over Alabama Department of Correction then, and he said it was the best thing that ever happened to Alabama. Hmm. Because he said the politicians did not have the guts to do what needed to be done, and by the federal government forcing them to do it, that changes were able to be made that needed to be done. And, you know, I look at now, honestly, aside from let's build three prisons for $900 million, how's that going to change anything?
Well, I mean, it's not. I mean, it in and of itself is not. You've got to... People are different. Crimes are different. People are different than they were 40, 50 years ago. Our prisons today are built to house prisoners from the 50s and 60s. The attitudes are different today. The crimes they commit are different. The savage nature of people, I think, is totally different than it was back then. And there's a total lack of respect that starts in the home at birth. And goes on up. You have whole communities born to, you know, you'll have 20 houses on the street and two fathers in the whole block. And children are growing up with a total lack of respect for any and all authority, a total lack of respect for life. We basically tell children when they're about 12 years old and they learn about the birds and the bees that but for your mom being in a good mood that day, she'd have probably gone off to some abortion mill and killed you. I mean, it's a totally different world. And there was probably a time in 1955 when you could house 100 prisoners in one dorm room with two guards. You can't do that anymore. You just can't do that anymore.
You know.
Well, and I hate to make the correlation, but it's like classroom sizes. I mean, used to, they had 50 children in a classroom because children had that basic you know, respect for authority.
Because they were beaten constantly.
Well, but
you know,
still,
and
yet,
really
they had the respect for authority where you could control 58-year-olds.
I mean, look, I know it's fiction, but I just watched The Shawshank Redemption last night. Yeah, you know, they controlled them. They beat the dudes to death.
Yeah. You know, we see the politicians are not willing to step up and do what needs to be done. Whether Governor Ivey's trying to do it with the pardons parole board or whatever, that can be questionable.
Care.
We definitely don't see the funding, and we wonder why recidivism is so bad, because you can take somebody that's innocent or has been guilty of a very minor crime and they put them in there and they have to become such an animal in order to survive.
It's also like going to crime college. You go and you're like, hey, man, these guys are better at crime than I am.
Exactly. So I'm going to teach you. And so if they become an animal in jail, then we wonder why they can't switch off from being an animal when they're paroled.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's a big part of it. And then I also think the general public thinks that, and let me say this, up until last year, having to endure the past year that I had to endure, I thought, yeah, pretty much if you stay away, you keep your nose clean, you don't have to worry about that. And so John Q. Public thinks that everybody that's in jail deserves to be in jail, and whatever happens to them, it's their fault. And yep. I don't see that being the case anymore.
I just assume, frankly, and thanks for your call. You're exactly right, bud. I just assume the federal government take over the prisons completely, order us to, if we have to raise taxes and pay for it, order us to, and I hope they go right on down to the judicial system and to the DAs. And to the and everything, and just say, listen, you cannot have people charged with murder not going to trial for 3 or 4 years solely, not because their case is being worked on or something, but solely because you're backlogged. You know, you can't do it because that person has a constitutional right not to be sitting in prison without bond, sitting in jail without bond, and so you got to let them out. And now you have a purported, probably, murderer wandering around unpunished. For 2, 3, 4 years. Now, these are people who, a lot of them, 18, 19, 20, 22 years old, don't think they're going to live to 25. You think they're worried about killing the next person? No. You think they're worried about breaking into your house? You think they're worried about setting up a drug operation? No. They don't care. They don't even think they're going to live another 3 or 4 years. And I would love the federal government to come in here and say, you know what, Alabama? You have to build 7 prisons that house 4,000 people each, because you got 26,000 people in prisons, and every one of these is inhumane and not sufficient. So you need to price it out, build it. I don't care if it's 1.5, I don't care if it's 2 billion, whatever it is. You owe us 7 prisons with 4,000 people each so that you can handle the 28,000 people in your prison system. Also, you need to go through there and you need to pay the DA's offices more and give them more resources so they can actually try these cases. Oh, and by the way, you also need to give the judges more money, the judicial branch more money, so that they can hire people to help them process these through, so that they can have more than 2 criminal trial weeks per year, so that they can get to some of these cases. And if you don't do this in the next 4 years, we will dissolve the state government, and you'll be a ward of the federal government. Is that what you want, Alabama? Because right now, the judicial branch is a completely separate and equal branch of government, and it's treated like a $2 whore. They don't give it any money. They don't give it any resources. The legislature's over there, we're going to remodel the Senate. We're going to remodel the cloakroom. You know, they had a damn cloakroom. But it's remodeled. But by God, don't try to get a court date in this country, in this state. You can't get one. You can't get one. Chris.
To reform people in prison is just laughable. Most of these people come out worse than they did when they went in.
It can happen. It can happen. It cannot happen in Alabama, but it can happen in
this
state.
Not happening. When you're trying to, you know, stay away from getting raped or killed, you're going to come out pretty messed up.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that, you know, I find it funny that Kay Ivey gives thousands of dollars to some spring water place over there in Autaugaville, but she didn't have the sense to give money to the justice system in this state, which is really the only thing the government's supposed to be doing anyway. All these people have been in legislature for long enough. They've just kicked the can down the road. You know, I'm sure, you know, Bentley tried to do his three prison plan and all this and privatize it and all this stuff. But I mean, the bottom line is criminal justice in this state is abysmal. And I feel sorry for anybody that has to go to prison. And my other question is, do they, like, do psych tests on these guys when they go in?
No.
Because it seems to me, if a guy's screwing around with people on the internet, blackmailing folks, and he goes to prison, I mean...
What do you think he's going to do there?
Well, yeah, he's going to do that, too. But he's smart enough, then he might be able to get out and get a decent job or something. Yeah.
I think they do psychologically test them.
Do they?
I think they do.
Can they start segregating these people in? I mean, some people just, I'm sorry, you know, I hate to be rude, but some people just don't have any chance. I mean, they're evil, terrible people, and they're going to be that until the day they croak. But, I mean, do they segregate these people based on that kind of stuff?
No.
And the last thing is, and I'll get off the phone, is what about the prison guard? These guys are making under $30,000. Do you not think they're corruptible? I mean,
again, if we had a legislature that actually wanted to solve problems, they would figure out a way to appropriate enough money for the correction system that they would have a salary high enough that it would incentivize good people to go into the field.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying give them hundreds of thousands of dollars a year each, but, you know, another $5,000 or $10,000, another $15,000 here and there per guard makes a big difference in the quality of people you get. And I'm not saying prison guards are bad people. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, you're corruptible if you're barely starving. If you're starving to death, you're corruptible.
I mean, right. But also, see, how many people think wake up in the morning and go, I want to be a prison guard?
Right.
I mean, that's tough to find somebody to fill that position. There's some people that have a feeling they want to do something for their society and all that, and that's great. And there are people there that are busting their rear and doing it. But for the most part, these guys are just trying, like the guy said earlier, they're just trying to get home.
Yep.
Not killed.
Yep.
So, I mean, the bottom line, the legislature, the governor, I've totally written them off. They're terrible, and they've done nothing for the states that hold it back for years. And I mean, I don't care if it's a damn Republican or Democrat, they're not worth 2 cents. They don't do anything except just
Now, see, we have a new state cake. We have a new state crustacean.
Well, that's the thing. They're not.
Are you forgetting about the brown shrimp, Chris?
There's the brown shrimp.
Good,
but the thing is, there's no incentive for the legislators themselves to fix it because, I mean, the second that you start talking about, you know, prison overcrowding, your constituents say, well, why do you care about them dang prisoners?
Right. Yeah. I mean, 100% correct, Dave.
Ask Cam Ward, who has done pretty good work on this.
Yeah.
But there's no, there's no incentive for it from the voters and frankly from their peers in the legislature. What are you, some dang hippie?
I got to let you run, Chris, but good call.
Good call, Chris.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, guys, this special this week, they've got shrimp, asparagus, mushrooms, and a lemon wine sauce.
Oh, the steak crustacean.
The steak crustacean. It probably is a brown shrimp in that dish, and it's dynamite.
Some shrimps.
Really fresh, succulent Gulf shrimp in a light, refreshing pasta dish. Guys, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's 74 degrees and sunny outside. I'm just telling you, 74 degrees and sunny. Now, mind not that gigantic storm blowing in from the west. It won't be here till well after lunch.
Just stop it.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get you a special. You can get a slice of pie in a salad. You can get a slice of lasagna in a salad. Or you can get a special in a salad for $9. You can't beat that. Not with a stick, boys and girls. 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down. Boy, you turn me.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here
from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back in. 5.5 minutes now before noon. My friend over at the Goodson Group, Bo Goodson, 551-0225. He's on the web, thegoodsongroup.com, if you want to get in. Thegoodsongroup.com. Bo Goodson is a 40-plus year legend in the in the real estate business. He can do anything. He can do anything. And when I say anything, I mean, if it is real estate related, Bo Goodson is your man. What kind of things am I talking about? Buying real estate? Selling real estate? How about
managing real estate?
How about managing real estate rental property? How about teaching the classes to get licensed in real estate? Absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I actually know a good friend of mine now works for Bo Goodson. Works for Bo Goodson after taking the real estate class. So, guys, there is a future career waiting for you. Don't like what you're doing? You don't have to put up with it. You can actually take the classes online, I believe, thegoodsongroup.com. More information there. 551-0225. Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. Joey.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
We were talking about things during the break we're not allowed to talk about on air.
Do not talk about on air.
I've kind of talked about it on air before.
No, we're not going to talk about it because people know what we're talking about.
We're not talking about it this program, Joey.
Right, fair enough. We'll do it later.
But you know what we can't talk about?
After six.
We can talk about Bruce Hornsby beating Allen Iverson in basketball.
That was dynamite.
Whoa. Because something that happened, apparently.
Bruce, don't say it out loud, but how solid is that?
As solid as a rock.
Oh, the... Yeah,
yeah, but, but we don't... Until it's reported somewhere else,
oh, it
we
is.
Can't report it. Where?
I saw it on...
The guy was on top of the building working when they locked the school.
Well, I saw it on Facebook, I think.
Teen shot near Montgomery's Lee High School on WSFA. We just can't go terrifying people
right.
that there's a shooting at a school. In the,
right.
in the
no, this guy, this guy's solid. He wouldn't...
Hey, wait a minute. Dave, listen to this.
Dave?
He was shot... While in the 2800 block of Mallory Drive.
Hey, is there three L's in Mallory Drive?
Only two in this
one. Woo.
Life is short. Thug hard.
Because of the proximity to Lee High School,
right?
It's locked down out of caution. So no circumstances at the school that are under investigation.
Is that the neighborhood right behind Lee?
I'll look it up.
I mean, because that's like less than, that's two blocks from my house.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Time to move, Joe.
No, I think Mallory is that road that, you know, those apartments up on Madison between Lee, and I think that's Mallory, that road that cuts in behind,
okay.
I think.
Okay, not Mallory sure. is the road that dead ends into the track.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that would
makes
be
sense.
It.
And it's Mallory Street, WSFA, not Mallory Drive, but accuracy has never been WSFA's hallmark.
That's why they tore those apartments down that were behind Lee, is because they kept shooting into Lee High School from those apartments.
Is there a parking lot back there?
Yeah, it is now. It used
that's
to be a
used to be
big
apartments.
Apartment complex.
I did not know that those were gone.
Yeah, our window glazer, every Monday morning, he would just drive straight to Lee. 10, 12 windows he had to replace.
Every day?
Every Man. Monday after
no
the
kidding.
Weekend. Yeah. I mean, it just was, didn't even have to get the work orders. Just go to Lee and fix the windows that got shot out over the weekend.
At the high school.
Mm-hmm. Coming from that apartment, and that's why. And,
that sounds
and,
safe.
Sounds like steady work.
That's not two blocks from your house.
Sounds like steady. He was giving them bullets.
Oh, I guarantee you, the
man,
the window glazer will never run out of work.
I know economists call it the broken window fallacy, but this is inflatious to me.
That's right.
Keep giving me that money.
That's several blocks from your house, Joey.
Yeah. Two is several?
That's probably seven.
Let's call it three.
Seven blocks. I can assure you, a bullet can travel 7 miles.
Like, I'll put it this way, like less than a minute in my car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Very
no doubt
quick.
About it. It's just right there. Do we have a phone call? Who'd say Margaret?
Yeah, Margaret.
Mags.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, Maggie. How are you?
Good, good. I ate at Midtown Pizza last night. That special is very well.
Isn't it incredible? Doesn't it eat well?
It's very good.
Good, good, good.
Very, very good. And it will rain because I just spent 2 hours cleaning my car.
You not look at Rich Thomas weather?
Yeah, well, hey, it was a nice, cool day. 2 hours out in the cool, sunny day is well spent, I think, even if then my car will get dirty again, which it will. But the reason why I called is because you guys were talking about the prison.
Yes, sir.
And you
yes,
were
ma'am.
Talking about raising... Excuse me?
I said yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, and... You were talking about raising taxes. Well, didn't we just have a 10% raise on our gas tax, which we all know is not going to go towards the roads?
Well, it was a 10 cent gas tax. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we need to raise taxes, but we've got problems, and if we truly are out of money, then maybe taxes need to be raised. I don't know. I mean, we need to get to the bottom of it, but what we can't have is stories like I read at AL.com talking about prisons and the way they are, because that is
inhumane.
Inexcusable. Inexcusable. Joey, appreciate you stopping by late.
Oh, yes.
Clay, appreciate you stopping by early.
Sure.
Dave, I appreciate you stopping by for all of it.
You're welcome.
What a day.